Welcome everyone, as Hashem, continue with Pele Yoyz, discussing Achanasas Aruch, Mishnah number 109, and we now turn the focus not on the host, but we turn the focus on to the guest. There's a responsibility for the guest not to overburden his host. And of the conditions that the guest has to be a good guest. Be a good guest. Shlo yachbid al balabayis, and don't burden your host. And he says, and it's a very important insight we're learning here, and I'm going to elaborate on this point. He says, if you have an ability to stay somewhere else, and someone invites you, when I say somewhere else, you have a chance to go to a hotel. And someone invites you, say, oh, thank you very much, I'm going to take care of. Why should I have to burden him? But if he's telling you, Mamish, come to me, I'd like you to come, I want you to come to my house. I have a friend like this. I have a friend of mine who, he has rooms in his basement, all set up. He's so looking forward, like Avraham Avinu. Mamish, looking forward to have guests in his house. I told him I was in this town recently. He says, oh, why didn't you come sleep over? Like, you could feel it's palpable. It's palpable. He meant it seriously. So I said, thank you very much. I was, took care of it. But his point is over here like this. The yisoy that the Pele Yoyz is teaching us like this. There's a chesed in not asking someone to do chesed. That's a chesed. And that's what he's teaching us over here. There's a natural tendency to ask someone, oh, you're going somewhere, can you take this? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. You're going to Lakewood, can you? Fine. But there's also a chesed in not asking. There's a chesed in not asking to burden the other person. And it's something we have to, recalibrate. Because we tend to think, oh, he's doing chesed, I'm getting... Don't be throwing someone else's account. You're giving him the opportunity to do chesed? That's your mamashit tzaddik. Mamashit tzaddik. Okay. You want to do chesed? You do chesed. Don't be throwing his account that he should get the chance to do a mitzvah. That's what the Pele Yoyz is teaching us here. K'dei sheyeda bebeir shebelev sholim azminu no yisoy lo yimachmas kisufa. And he says, you want to see that the person's inviting you because he really wants to invite you, but not because he's embarrassed. He has no chance. Oh, you're coming to town. Oh, you need a place. Okay, fine. Sure. You could stay by me. You sure you can't find another place? Right? That's not the connotation you want to give, obviously. And you don't want to hide it like that. Kiyadua, shekol hamekabel hanoh michaveiroi. Shaloi believe sholim. El mishum kisufa, yeshba mishum srach gezel. A person who receives a benefit, a pleasure from someone else. But it's not with a lev sholim. It's the recipient is in the category to some degree of stealing. A category of stealing to some degree. He is falling into this category. The giver is not giving a lev sholim. So then the receiver is to some degree taking away something from someone that the person didn't want to give him. Simple as that. And even when you have to stay by the person, don't stay there too often, don't overwhelcome your stay. He call a marba yichba, because if you do it too much, you're going to burden your host. Let's say you have to stay there for a long time. As much as you can limit, try to limit. In other words, be a mensch when you are the host, when you are the guest, rather. Be a mensch when you're the guest. Now, Yes, you'll tell me Chazal say that the guest should say that everything the host prepared, he prepared for me. That's true. That's true. But still, try not to burden your host. V'av bizman heyoyseh beis ba'al abayis l'yeshev tedira ba'al abayis kol yoyim. And if you're the guest in the house, don't stay in the house the whole day. El yifne ma'at heyno ma'at heyno bo'ifin shelo yichbad al shum adam. Once again, with the mindset not to burden anyone in the house. U'lo yishal she'elos ma'anu yismi ba'al abayis lo yishal loy al asakov al akelov. Don't ask personal questions. Don't get into personal business. Obviously, it depends your relationship with the individual, if it's your brother, if it's your cousin. But still, have respect. As a guest, have proper respect. Look, nice tzarch yisuda. Yemar be bichvoid ba labayis, achvoid be kol bnei beis abayis. V'yare gaguim, v'chibi yisrael la yilodim, v'yimalei pivul tiloso yevarech oisa bebrichosoi. He says, if you're able to, financially, and to assist with something for the meal, buy something for the children, show appreciation and love for the family. If you're financially able to do so, great. You should do so. And give brachas. Give brachas. You know, in benching, I believe it's brachas daf mem vav. There's a bracha to give. Yihirotzo in shaloyiv loyiv oish ba'al abayis, loy ba'al mazeh, v'loy loy loy ma'bo, v'yitzach mechol nechaso, v'yinutzach mekrev no'ir, v'loy yishloy satan, loy ma'asayot, loy ma'asayidenu. The satan should not attack anything. He should have brachas in all of his actions, in his behaviors, in his business dealings. You give the bracha. That's not the only bracha. You know, I want to tell you something. I'm not saying this to give myself a pat on the back and also being recorded here. But I want to tell you something. Of my rebbeim, Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal was one of my rebbeim. And I tried to listen to my rebbe. So that's what I'm telling you now. So, happens to be where I park the car when I go to Davin Mincha. Is around the corner from a friend of mine. Ramil Zatzal says, when you pass by a Yiddish house, you give a bracha. You give a bracha. So, as I come home from Mincha, I try to remember and give a bracha to the mishpacha. That's when you're not the guest. Al chaskam v'kama, when you are the guest. And I just want to remind you something. I want to remind you something. When you give brachas, you get brachas as well.